It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend if he did watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Hey, bud. I'm just excited. You know, I'm about to crack open a couple brewskis, sit down and watch the best part of the year, the big game.
Oh, yeah.
Commercials.
The big Sunday.
Because I only watch it for the commercials.
I mean, when you really think about it, the commercials are really the highlight.
They're like
the
best part.
Because they're just, like, so funny. Like, do you think about that ever? Like, how funny they are?
Territate office linebacker, other big game commercials. I can't really...
There's the one with the horses.
Yes.
Puppy
Monkey Baby. And
great one.
And also, I'm excited...
The spicy chip ones?
Yep. I'm excited
for the
Dilly Dilly commercial that we get this
Dilly
year.
Dilly Dilly,
what's next?
Right?
What's next in the saga of Dilly Dilly?
What's next?
Did you know there is a story about this. I can't believe this, but they were like, oh, we didn't even want that to be like a catchphrase. Like, yeah, you know.
What? Was up?
No. Well, that. Dilly, I mean, no, that they dilly clearly dilly? Wanted to, but dilly dilly. Even though the whole structure of the commercial was that this was like a catchphrase that they said after things as like a hear hear sort of thing, so like
yeah, I've only seen one commercial with that, and then the whole commercial was different settings with different people saying that phrase, as in everyone saying it.
Everyone loves it. It's cool, and it's a good catchphrase. That's one of those things where I saw it and just assumed like. I can't even remember what I was watching that commercial came up, and I was like, man, that was stupid. Well, whatever, yeah. And then just went about my business, and then noticed that it was a thing. I was like, I can't believe people fell. This is the hardest anyone's fallen for marketing since the time that you wanted to get Burger King after we played Sneak King.
Here's the thing about why I wanted Burger King when we played Sneak King. Actually, I was just talking to my mom earlier today, and she, like, went through a Burger King drive-thru as we were having a conversation. But, anyway, I had sort of forgotten about Burger King as a food supplier.
I haven't thought about Burger King in a while. This King guy seems all right.
Then we played Sneak King, a great game. We should probably play it on the show.
That's one of those games that I'm surprised people haven't done, like, Twitch streams for.
Well, here's why they haven't. They all planned to, and then they started playing, and they're like
man,
go for some
Burger King. I could really go for some BK.
We're
going
to have to reschedule this.
I really just want to have it my way right now.
So, then we went to Burger King, and it was fucking delicious, and, I mean, I don't think that's because of marketing. I don't think it's...
Well, no, but that was the that was the impetus for you going to Burger King.
I mean, no. See, I forgot about Burger King, and then I was reminded because of a product that Burger King sold. I don't see how that's
okay.
Marketing.
But you didn't say that until after we were playing the game. Like you saw the game. Like you would have been reminded of Burger King then.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like I hadn't thought very closely about it.
You hadn't really given it much thought until you were sneaking up on people and giving them burgers, and you were like, man, wish that king would sneak up on me and give me some Burger King right now. But since we live in the real world, I guess I'll just have to go get my own.
When I think about sneaking, what I really love about sneaking is when that Burger King shit sneaks up on you an hour later.
Mm.
And then I was like, I want that. I want that my way.
Yeah, I want those onion ring shits. I want to go eat a Yumbo and then, you know, like everyone did, and then have a nice big shit.
I'm sorry, can we pause this right now? Can you remind me what a Yumbo is?
So a Yumbo was a very dumb promotional thing that they did, because it was apparently a very early Burger King menu item back when they first opened, but it was basically like a ham sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
It was like a ham sub, and they were like, oh, we brought the Yumbo back, everybody, and then I can't imagine anyone actually bought it.
Well, whenever you eat it, you after you finish it, you go, oh, wow, that was great. I'm all like, yumbo.
That's also, their advertising yumbo. Was, like, you know, like, retro-themed, because it was like, oh, this is a thing you could get at Burger King in the 70s, but it would have been way better if they had just gotten Michael Buffer to be like, let's get ready to yumbo!
Actually, when it comes to Burger King games, Burger King, I think, has the worst name for a fast food franchise because it's so difficult to pronounce compared to Wendy's, Arby's, McDonald's,
yes,
Subway,
Burger King. Wow, very hard to pronounce.
There's a lot of hard.
It's one of those ones that you look at and you're like, I just don't know how I'm gonna get through this one.
How do you pronounce it? I don't know. It's too many hard consonants, and I don't appreciate it. Yumbo. What were we talking about? Oh, Justin Timberlake is performing at the halftime show. Okay.
The halftime show of what?
Oh, the Big Good Sunday Game.
The Big
sponsored
Game.
By Justin Timberlake and Yumbo.
Hope we get some Burger King. Maybe the King will be back in some Burger King commercials.
Wait, you say that as if they got rid of the King. Did they get rid of the King?
I feel like I'm very out of touch with advertising, which is not something I regret in any way, but, like,
right.
When you're not watching a lot of live TV, you're not seeing whatever advertising campaigns there are. I don't think they still have him. I think they sort of soft-retired him. I don't think that they would be opposed to bringing him back. I just think that's not their sole means of advertising is having, like, the King wake up next to somebody in bed and be like, hey, you fucked me, have some Burger King.
I forgot about that one.
Thank you for the passionate lovemaking. Here, have this burger.
You need some sustenance in you. We worked hard
We gotta fuel up. Get some calories
in. Some people
in
like Gatorade the next morning. I like some burger. I like to eat my children. The food Burger King sells is the King's children, right?
I mean, I think in the same way that, like, sperm would technically be considered your children, I think...
Yeah.
In that, I think he shoots it out of his dick, but, that's what they don't want you to know about Burger King.
The burgers are the King's sperm.
Yeah, he's just, like, having wicked J.O. sessions in the back all the time, and that's how you get your flame-broiled Whopper.
Wow. I mean, you heard it here first.
That's actually what the
breaking news.
What their big game advertising is going to be. It's going to be like, hey, we know our food. They'll do the Domino's like, hey, we know our food sucked. Here's why.
here's the reason. It's cum.
Yep. So we're gonna fix that. But
I can see. I can already see this entire commercial as like a slow zoom in on the King's back, but it's like a silhouette with a single light shining behind him, and you can hear him like beating off. You can hear him like panting. And then it like fades into a like a complete meal, and it's like, the King made it for you.
Made fresh every day
by the King. You remember him? You love him.
And then Burger
and he
King
loves you.
Burger King is forced to close its doors forever.
Why? Now that they're finally being transparent with their food.
Yeah, well, you know.
Transparent, just like...
They're immediately taken down by a class action lawsuit.
Well, that's fucked up. You know what I could really go for right now, though?
Some Burger King?
Some good, good Burger King cum.
That's gonna be their, like, their, you know how, like, Taco Bell's got Baja Blast or whatever.
Hey man, you gotta.
They're gonna have their own
bun.
Special flavor of. It'll be like a Sprite, and it'll just be called Burger King Cum.
It'll be called Triple C Carbonated King Cum.
Triple C.
Yeah, well, in this bit, King is spelled with a C.
I like that you inverted the usual wacky way of dealing with that.
Would it be triple K?
It'd be triple K. I can see why that would be a problem. It's not KKK. It's triple K. Two very different things. No, they would just have to do like K cubed. Like it'd be like K with a 3X.
That's still not good. That's like a nerdy white supremacist. It's not good.
Yeah, that's the new, that's the new 4chan rebrand of, the KKK. It takes a certain level of intelligence to be a member of the K-Cubes. You have to be in Mensa.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, this has probably been the longest intro we've ever done.
Yeah, I think so.
And I feel like we could just go like another 40 minutes talking about the King's Cup.
Look, we're just workshopping some bits right now, you know?
Yeah. Do you know what fuck stands for? Fornicating under the cum of the king.
Lord of the Rings, cum of the king.
It's my favorite Lord of the Rings movie.
It's a good movie.
You know those movies are each like 3 hours long? They would be even longer if they hadn't cut out all the scenes of the king from Burger King jerking off.
I mean, look, that's why you watch the extended editions, you know? You get that extra little bit of flavor you were missing.
Full of flavor. Hey, Thomas, do you want to simulate a season of Survivor?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So this week, we're going to do a schoolyard pick of all 500 or so people who have ever played Survivor, the world's greatest game. Jeff Probst has said that, so...
There is a lot of ways to go with this. I'm very interested, because I don't know. I don't know if my strategy is going to be to pick people I like or pick, like, the most loathsome team I can think of.
Why would you pick that? Why would you do that?
We'll see what happens, you know?
But then you're going to be rooting for people you hate.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like wrestling. Sometimes you want to root for the heels.
It's true. That's true. Well, okay. Let's first pick a season that we want to play through.
What is, like, the dumbest possible season we could play through?
Well, I think we should narrow it down to two tribe seasons, original two tribe seasons.
Sure.
Since we each are picking a tribe. Let's see. We obviously want to do something post-Guatemala, so we can use the immunity idol, the hidden immunity idol. We could do a fans versus favorites. We could do one world, and then everybody lives on the same beach.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds really dumb. I like that.
That's the one with Colton. That was Colton's first season. You remember him?
I do.
Oh, no, I don't. You do?
Yes,
did
I do.
You watch a season with him?
I believe when we were attending Central Michigan University, I watched some of the season with you and Morgan.
Yes. Let's look at this original cast. This was the one that Troy Zan was first on. Oh, and Kat, she was on Second Chance.
Yep.
Was she? She wasn't. Was she?
No, maybe not.
She wasn't. She was on Blood vs. Water, her second season, with her boyfriend or fiancé, and she got voted out before the merge, and she was, like, crying in her exit interview, and she was like, nobody wants to date you if you don't make the merge. She was like, you know, she's right. Oh, this is the one with Brad Culpepper's wife, her first season.
Oh, Monica.
Colton. There was also somebody in this season named Tarzan. And Kim, who everybody loves, because I think she...
Yeah, wasn't Tarzan, like, a weird old guy?
He was a weird old guy. He and Troyzan were not friends, as I recall, which is unfortunate, because their names are so
similar, you know, and yet so different. Maybe too similar. I
mean, different sides of different coins, if you ask me. Do you want to hear the tribe names for this, the original... season?
Sure.
Monona was the boys' tribe, and Salani was the girls' tribe, which is spelled like salami,
salami.
But with an N instead of an M. I love salami.
Delicious.
Okay, Thomas, do you want the first tribe or the second tribe? I guess it doesn't matter.
Give me the salami tribe, baby.
You want the salami tribe?
Okay. We're just gonna call it salami, by the way.
You want salami to be your...
But you said it's actually Salani, right?
Solani with an N.
There was,
but you want
there was
your
an
tribe
NHL
to be called
player
Salami.
Named Teemu Solani, but I'm picking Team Solani.
Hey, man. You lose 100% of the games of Survivor you don't play. Wayne Gretzky, another NHL player.
Team Salami.
What color do you want to be? Like a pinkish red for Salami?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Mine is close to Moana, that movie I haven't seen that's apparently pretty good. So I'm going to name my team Moana, and my color will be... You're reddish, so I'm going to be like a light green. Okay, what do we want our merged tribe name to be?
Burger King.
Oh, yeah, perfect. And
the
you know
Yumbo... Sorry, wait. The Yumbo tribe.
We'll just call it Yumbo. Yeah, instead of the Yumbo tribe. What color was the Yumbo sandwich if it was one color? Yellow? Because of the cheese and the bread?
I guess. That's one of the sandwiches where there's not a pleasant option for the one color.
Okay, do we want to give this season a new subtitle? Right now it's One World, which is, like, notoriously one of the worst seasons that's ever existed.
Survivor, have it your world.
Have it your world! Yes. Okay.
This season is hosted by the king.
I was just going to say, Jeff Probst couldn't make it to this season, so the king is hosting it. And the immunity necklace is... It's a pearl necklace. Okay, Thomas, who's your first person? And I think... most seasons, it's split 50-50, guys and girls. Let's not worry about that, because... It doesn't matter. It's a fake season, except for the fact that it's a very real season. I'm giving you first pick. Who you want?
I am going to pick...
Oh, and before we start picking, I should mention, the cast for next season has been announced, so if you want to pick any of them, they are up for grabs.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, and second, or I guess first rule I want to establish... no winners. Don't pick anybody who's ever won.
So no winners.
It's an unfair advantage.
And we have to pick, so like they have to be people from previous Survivor seasons or future.
Yeah. I think so.
By that I mean the rapper Future, not future seasons.
Yes. Yeah. If you can do all, if your whole tribe can just be Future, that would be cool. Probably do pretty well.
Survivor, Days of Future Past.
Hey!
Okay, I am going to pick former Major League Baseball legend Aubrey Huff with my first pick.
Who?
Sorry. I thought he was actually on it, but Jeff Kent is actually who I meant.
I was going to say, Jeff Kent was on, and then you said Aubrey? So I was confused. Jeff Kent, season 25. He fucking sucked.
Yep. Hey, former NL MVP, though.
Well, gotta give him that. Okay, well, since you picked one of the worst people who's ever been on the show, I'm gonna pick one of the best and go with Michaela. I can't believe you passed her up on the first chance. Where is she? This is all in alphabetical order. Okay. Second pick, Thomas. Who do you got? There's only like 500,000 people who've played this game. It shouldn't be.
Not hard to narrow it down. Since this is Survivor One World, I'm going to pick Colton.
It's not. It's Survivor Have It Your World.
I'm going to pick, Burger Colton.
Why are you picking the worst people? This is honestly becoming Heroes vs. Villains, too.
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. Whatever. My next pick. Who do we really like? Oh, Kelly, obviously. Kelly Wentworth. Ooh, I got my next person now too. Okay.
All right, for my next pick.
You're up next.
I want somebody who's fearless, someone who's tenacious, someone who doesn't give up. I'm talking, of course, about Chase and Jason of Chase and Jason's Chase and Nation.
Absolutely. Well, if this might go against your plan for the future. Were you planning on picking Scott also?
No, I'm not going to pick Scott.
Okay, I'm going to pick Scott then. Okay. I'm going to pick Scott right now.
Once brothers, now mortal enemies.
People hate Scott so much, but I love him so much. He's so funny.
He, like, turned into a huge dick for no reason, but, like, yeah. No, I enjoy Scott. I'd like to see him on another season.
Yeah. I'm gonna... I'm gonna make them be an alliance before the game even starts. And then once they get to the merge, they're gonna dominate. I'm so excited. Okay, who's your next person? Are you gonna pick another asshole white guy?
Hey, I mean, come on. Not an asshole white guy. I'm going to pick Dr. President.
God damn it. Okay. Peter, what was his last name?
I don't fucking know. He was on Brains...
Peter Baganosto.
He was on Brains like Beauty Braun, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on the same season as Scott and Jason.
Yep.
This season's going to be co-wrong, but a different version. Okay. Well, then, I'm going to pick Keith, because neither of us have picked him yet.
Keith is a good pick. I love Keith. I'm going to pick... Who was... Okay, in blue collar, white collar, no collar, who was the woman that kept taking her pants off?
I don't even remember.
I watched a little bit of this season, and there was a woman who would, like...
Wait. Let me, Luke. I'm gonna look.
She was on the white collar team, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Because all of those people were fucking weirdos.
I mean, that whole season was fucking weird. The only thing we got from that season was Joe and Haley, and Jen. Jen was Haley's friend, and she kind of checked out once Haley was eliminated. She should come back. She was cool. Oh boy. Oh man, looking at this season. Oh, there's a lot of
there was a lot of
people I don't
that
like on this
really
side
intensely this season. Wait, no. Who was the
oh my god, this whole season is just people to hate. Mike, Will, Rodney, Sierra, Dan. Tyler was okay. Shireen was okay. Jen was okay. Joe, Haley, they're all good. Max, people don't love Max. Vince, but this season was the first season that had So Kim on. So was good. I liked So. She was voted out first, though, but people like her nonetheless. Anyway, there's a bunch of people you can pick from since you seem determined to pick
awful
people.
Who are all the ladies of the White Collar Tribe?
Of the White Collar Tribe. I believe that was the Yellow Tribe to begin with. White Collar. Okay, sorry, I can't read. There was So Kim, she got voted out first.
There's Matt Bomer.
Who?
Matt Bomer, the star of White Collar.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was like, that name sounds familiar. There was Shireen, she was cool. Tyler is not a girl. Carolyn, she took second place that time. That's all the women on that tribe. All
right, Carolyn.
Okay, that's a good pick. Finally, you picked a good one. Which team were you? Oh, you had fucking Dr. President. I forgot. I hope you're every season. I hope every season. That's the end of my sentence. Okay, since we're looking at Worlds Apart, I hate everyone on that season, except for two people. Let's see, who do I have? Who needs to be represented? You know what? You know who has been underrepresented in the Survivor lore is Leaf. He was on this season. he was the first and I think only little person who's ever been on the show, and he seemed like a genuine dude, so I'm going to pick him.
Sure.
You got your pick of the villains.
How many spots do we each have left?
Yeah, we each have four spots left.
Four, okay. So I've got, I believe right now, do I have four guys and one woman?
You have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys and one girl.
All right, I'm going to pick Abby Maria.
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you? You know what? This next guy, he reminds me of a friend back home.
Yes!
I'm going to pick Taylor Stocker.
Woo!
Ooh, yes. There's a lot of good people I like on this show. But then also, there's a lot of people I don't like on this show. All right, you're up next.
I'm going to take Mr. Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, perfect. Great. I was real worried you were going to say Johnny Bananas there. I would have been so mad. Where the fuck is he on this? John
Fairplay.
Jonathan Fairplay. Okay. Did you hear about his grandma?
She died, man.
All right. Well, if I pick Tails, I got to pick Figs. Where is she? Oh, her name's not actually Figgy, is it? It's Jessica. That's why I couldn't find her. Do I want to pick Jesse Figgy, or do I want to pick Jessica Lewis, who was eliminated by The Rock? I do want to pick Jessica Lewis, because she was eliminated by The Rock. And we'll just tell Taylor it's the same person. He's not going to know the difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that from him.
All right, two spots left, and you've picked two females. If that influences your strategy at all, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm just sitting up here thinking, you know?
You think girls like to cheat like guys do?
When it comes to Survivor, yeah, absolutely. Do what you gotta do to win.
I feel like I can't think of any women that people hate that have been on this show.
You could pick Jatia.
Whom?
She was on the first Blood versus Braun versus Beauty. She's the one who dumped rice in the fire because she was mad.
Yeah, picking her.
She's the worst. She has never returned in almost 10 seasons. What a surprise. Okay. I feel like I just got to pick good people now. Let's see. Who's good? Ooh, not Brandon Hance. I'll tell you that much. I don't want to pick Suri. That's too obvious. I'm just going through the list of people. There's so many. Not Jeff Varner. Fuck that guy. Should I pick Joe? That seems obvious. Ooh, what about Ken? I'm picking a lot of people from, Millennials vs. Gen X, aren't I? You know what? No, you know what? You're picking Johnny Fairplay. I'm gonna see that. Different sides of the same coin. I'm going with Rupert.
Okay. Alright.
They're kind of like mirrors of each other. They were both very popular early on. One's a good guy, one's a bad guy. You know, you get it. Alright, last pick. Who you got?
I'm gonna pick Sierra so that you can't pick Sierra.
Oh, I was gonna pick Sierra. She's a bad guy. Sierra Easton?
Yeah.
Or Sierra Thomas. Okay.
Sierra Eastman is the one that eliminated her mom, right?
She voted out her mom, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's cool. She can dominate this team.
Oh, I know who my last person's going to be. Where is she? There's Suri. There's Suri 18 times. Oh, there's Sierra. Okay. I do love Sierra, but feel free to have her. My last person's going to be Cliff Robinson.
That's cool.
I saw his name as I was looking for...
You didn't pick Gary Hogaboom, did you?
I didn't, because I forgot. First person to ever play a hidden immunity idol is Gary Hogaboom, and he is my ninth person on my tribe. Okay. Let's see. My final tribe lineup is Michaela, Kelly, Scott, Keith, Leif, Taylor, Jessica, Rupert, Gary Hogaboom. Excuse me, Gary Hawkins. Yours is Jeff Kent, Colton, Jason, Peter. Excuse me, Dr. President. Let me fix that.
Yeah, show some fucking respect, okay?
He's our Dr. President. Not my Dr. President.
Oh, Taylor, wait. I'm gonna switch up.
Okay.
Instead of the woman that finished second, that was in the white collar season,
Carolyn.
I am going to pick the survivor contestant from the Beauty Brains Bronze season that was at that weird like Dan Ninan thing. The one that was the former poker player.
Oh yeah, what was her name? Anna? Poker player, right?
Yeah, she was on the Beauty Tribe. I think it's Anna.
Anna Kate, yeah.
Yes, Anna Kate. Yep, I'm taking her.
Okay. Why the fuck not?
I mean, she fits the team, right? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, she wasn't really villainous on the show.
No, but she's like a MAGA person, so she gets to be on there.
Okay. So you got Jeff Kent, Colton, Jason, Dr. President, Anna, Abby, Johnny Fairplay, Tia, and Sierra. Okay. Do I want to take anybody else out? I'm thinking about taking out Taylor. Excuse me, Tails. Oh my god, what am I doing? Okay, no, we're taking too long on this. Let's just go. Let's keep going.
Oh man, I should have put Debbie on my team. Oh well, too late.
I'm super glad you didn't. It's been submitted. It's over. This is a good-looking bunch of people. Now, we got to make one alliance real quick. And that is...
Scott Pollard and Chase and Jason.
Their loyalty is a 9 to each other. They love each other. Their alliance name is called Love. There. Okay.
Shoving people
now
in the lockers.
Now we can start playing, finally. Okay. Let's proceed to the alliances. Oh, I forgot we skip over those. Let's get into our first immunity challenge. Oh, look at that. Look who won the first immunity. It was the Moana tribe. That's my tribe. They also won Flint. Good for them. I'm so glad of all of my people. Oh, Leif and Gary Hogaboom.
They can have it, man. The water's not very good there.
Leif and Gary Hogaboom bonded slightly. That's nice. Oh, nothing happened on your tribe.
Oh, no. I thought the people would at least be trying to start shit.
All right, let's get into this first tribal council with the Salami tribe. First vote goes to Fairplay. Anna, Fairplay, Anna, Abby, Fairplay. 5 votes for Fairplay, 3 for Anna, 1 for Abby.
They're all still really mad at him for that thing about his grandma, I guess. Jeff Probst rigged the vote.
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's get into this next episode. All right. Oh, reward challenge this time. Oh my god, look at that. The Moana tribe won a tarp. Both of the tribes could keep the supplies used in the challenge. What did they use in the challenge? 8 castaways from each tribe open a crate containing a metal ring inside a huge knot. The first tribe to get the... So you won a metal ring and a knot.
Hey! Things are looking up for the Salami tribe.
Oh, things are really...
Can
you
imagine
what?
how good the Yumbo would be if it just had salami on it instead of ham?
I would honestly eat that. That sounds really good.
Yeah, I would too.
If I were to eat that, I would say, Yumbo. Thomas, I will tell you
Before you ate it, would you go, let's get ready to Yumbo?
That metal ring and knot really did come in handy because the Salami tribe won immunity.
Yes. took that moral victory and turned it into some tangible results.
Oh, shit. Jason found the idol, but he has to give it to someone on the other tribe.
Oh, man. I wonder who he's going to give it to.
Who do you think Jason, who is aligned 9 out of 9 loyalty with Scott Pollard,
I can't imagine who he would give it to.
The idol to. Jason gives the idol to Leaf.
What?
But don't worry, Scott's still involved in this episode. He and Kelly bonded a bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, bonded a lot. Ooh. Oh, okay. Jason found another idol? What the fuck?
What? Why is he finding a... He's just chasing... I mean, they don't call him Chasing Jason for nothing.
That's true. Jatia isolates herself from the rest of the tribe. Oh, you guys, hide that rice.
Yeah, you better watch out.
Nobody wants to align with her. Moana tribe is at tribal council. Leaf has the Moana tribe idol. The castaways all vote. Leaf plays the Moana tribe idol. First vote goes to Leaf. Second goes to Leaf. Keith, Rupert. What the fuck? Rupert's out. Not good for
his counterpart already got eliminated, so they...
Yeah, I was going to say, not good for the Pearl Islands gang. I think those are the only two people that we have left. Oh, no, Gary Hogaboom's still in it. Okay, from the old school game. Although, you could argue Gary Hogaboom, first player to...
First new school player. School.
Yeah. I mean, he was on season 11, which was 20 years ago. Hey, Moana Tribe won immunity. Nope, not immunity. Reward. They win fishing supplies and a canoe. What did your tribe win?
I still got that metal immunity. Ring and that knot, I think.
They also won immunity again. Hey! Michaela found an idol. Oh, shit. But then Tails and Michaela had a minor fight.
No!
Jason has the Salami Tribe idol. There is no idol hidden. Moana Tribe votes. Castaways all vote. Michaela does not play the Moana Tribe idol. Keith, Leaf, 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 Keith, Keith, Keith. 4 for Leaf, 4 for Keith. Ooh. It's a tie. They vote again. Keith, Leaf, Keith, Keith, Leaf, Keith. Goodbye to Keith.
Man.
That was an intense one.
So long. So long, Keith.
So long, Salam. That almost worked. Reward challenge, episode 4. Oh, the Moana tribe won the reward again. Weird. They're doing so well on the reward and not very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, fucking scoreboard, though.
Yeah, seriously. They can pick either a tarp, pillows, and blankets, or a basket of donuts.
They already have a tarp.
I wonder which one you should take. They chose the pillows and blankets, of course. Hey, and right decision, because they also won immunity.
Oh, man.
Michaela has the idol, so there's no idol hidden. Tails and Scott have a minor fight. Why is Tails fighting with everyone? Jason has the salami.
He's just lashing out because Jay and Figgy aren't there. He knows that you could have brought Figgy in there.
They're really a team, and if you isolate any one of them from the rest of the team, it's like they don't work. It's like the Scooby-Doo gang, the Mystery Incorporated gang.
And he's obviously Shaggy.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Jay is Shaggy, and Figgy is also Shaggy.
There are three Shaggies.
But then... Who's Scooby-Doo?
Jeff Probst.
Who are you? Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Okay, Tribal Council, your tribe is at Tribal Council. Jason has the Salami Idol. They all vote. Jason does not play the idol. First vote goes to Anna. Second to Abby. Third to Annie. Fourth to Anna. Abby. Abby's out. Here's the thing about you picking a bunch of people I hate. I'm always happy to see them go.
Yeah,
to
that's one of the reasons I did it, honestly, is, like, you're not really sad to see anybody go.
Yeah. Proceed to the twist. The castaways are asked to smash a...
go on.
So they walk up onto the beach, And the king says to them, get ready to smash.
And then he starts masturbating.
Then he jerks off in front of them and comes at their feet. And then there's burgers at all of their feet. No. They smash paint-filled eggs, and the eggs determine their new tribe. It's, they're swapping tribes. Okay, my new tribe.
Oh, boy.
Don't love it. It's Anna, Colton, Jatia, Jeff.
Holy shit, you got, like, all of...
Kelly, Michaela, Taylor... Excuse me, Tails. I'm so sorry. You have a lot of people I like. Sierra, Gary Hogaboom, Jessica...
Gary Hawkins, Jason. Please.
I'm so sorry. Let me start over. Sierra, Gary Hawkins, Jessica, Jason, Leith, Dr. President,
Jason,
and Scott.
Jason, please.
Jason, oh my god. Excuse me, let me start over. I have Anna, Colton, Jatia, Jeff, Kelly, Michaela, Tails. You have Sierra, Gary Hawkins, Jessica, Jason, Leaf, Dr. President, and Scott. Hey, Jason, and Scott are on the same tribe now.
Hell yeah, baby.
And they've got an idol. Okay.
They could have two idols if Jason had done the right thing.
Yeah, that's true. I still don't understand why he didn't. Okay. The Moana tribe wins reward, which is, like, nice. I'm happy that my original tribe won reward, but also I've only got three people in this tribe anymore, and you've got four.
This is an even better result of picking a bunch of shitheads, is that I get all of the good players that you picked.
Yeah. They win peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and coffee. They also can live at the
what a fucking shit reward. Your reward is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and coffee so that you'll shit them out really fast.
I mean, you got the protein, you got the caffeine, you got the sweets with the jelly. Not a bad kind, though. You got the carbs with the bread. I think it's a good fuel up. They can also live at the current campsite. The losing tribe will be sent to a new beach. So this one world thing is just over now. It's also episode 5, so that's about time that they eliminate the theme. Can't wait for Ghost Island. There's going to be like 3 ghosts in the first 3 episodes, and then it's going to be a regular season again. Moana tribe wins immunity. Great. So somebody I like is probably getting voted out. Michaela has an idol. The Salami Tribe Alliance dissolved with this new beach. Ooh. Jason has the Salami Tribe idol. Jessica. That's Jessica and Jason. They're an alliance now. Salami Tribe goes to Tribal Council. Jason has the Salami Tribe idol. But he does not play it. First vote goes to Leaf, Sierra, Leaf. Leaf finally gets voted out.
I'm just relieved that it wasn't Sierra.
I'm sorry. You were relieved? I believe you mean you were relieved.
Relieved?
Yeah. Because his name's Leaf.
Oh, relieved, yes.
Thought it was a pretty good pun. Whatever. Okay, let's get into this next reward challenge. Salami, you guys win reward. Do you like all my people who are winning you rewards now? You can win steaks, sausages, vegetables, condiments, and wine. Seems like a better reward than the one my tribe won.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, man, that PB&J.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was definitely a better reward because they went on to win immunity. Michaela has the Moana tribe idol. That's great. Cool. Jason has the Salami idol. That's the only event. Michaela has the... Oh, this is tribal council now. Michaela has the tribe idol. Michaela does not play her idol. First vote! You know what? He might be going back to see his friends back home. First vote goes to Tails. Second vote, Tails. Third vote, Jatia, Tails. That's enough. The tribe.
Oh man, another one of your players
out.
Going home.
You know what? It's fine because we're down to 12. We've got everybody's favorite, Anna, and then everybody's second favorite, Colton, and everybody's third favorite, Tia. Oh, and then also Jeff Kent, everybody's fourth favorite. And then Kelly, like, who cares? Like, who even cares that, you know, the person to set the record for most votes negated ever is still in it? Like, who gives a shit? Nobody even likes her. Michaela, like, one of the greatest people who's ever played, coolest, nicest people ever. Whatever, she's still in it. Who cares? Sierra, you know, who gives a shit? Gary Hawkins, okay, fine. Jessica Lewis, who gives a fuck about her? Jason, I mean, yeah, he's cool. Dr. President, gotta have a medic.
Dr. President's still around, I'm surprised, to be honest.
Yeah. Playing the quiet game, not a bad strategy. Oh, shit. You know what? They got to a new beach, and the king said to them, everybody say it with me. Yumbo!
Drop your buffs.
And he threw them all a yellow buff that said, in very big, bold letters, Yumbo. The survivor logo wasn't even on the buff.
He threw them Burger King crowns.
He just wrote Yumbo in Sharpie on some yellow fabric and threw them all in. Alright, let's get into this first reward challenge post-merge. Colton.
Man, it's a real bummer that Tails couldn't make it to the merge, but, you know.
Yeah.
When well, you got this much
back
talent,
to his friends back home.
When you got this much talent, sometimes you have to make some sacrifices. These are the best players in the world, Jake. There's no room for stragglers.
I honestly don't know why this cast hasn't become a real thing in the real show. They're all so good. Okay, here's the people who won the first reward. They won pizza and beer. They got Colton, Sierra, Scott, Dr. President, Michaela, and Kelly. Hey, that's almost 100%.
Mostly good people.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm really mad now.
Who won immunity?
Well, the challenge was who can fake being sick the quickest. So Colton won. Jason has the salami idol. Michaela has the Moana idol. Nobody's found the Yumbo idol. Jessica isolates herself. What are you doing, Jessica? Okay, Tribal Council. Michaela plays the Moana idol. Jason does not play the salami idol. First vote goes to Michaela. Second vote goes to Michaela. Michaela, 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 Michaela. Dr. President, Anna, Dr. President, Dr. President. Fuck yeah, Michaela.
Yeah, nice play.
I told you she's the best. I don't know why you didn't pick her. Okay.
Well, I had to pick Dr. President. I mean, she was going to get voted out. I think my picking but Dr. President made sense.
She didn't get voted out because she's such a good player and played that idol perfectly. Okay, Gary, Michaela, Jeff, Kelly, and Scott win reward. That's right, Thomas. The Lemon Lime Authority is in charge.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
They win a trip to a 7-Up Oasis.
The Lemon Lime Authority will be present.
They will have burgers, steaks, hot dogs, pies, and all the 7-Up they can drink. So, 1 20-ouncer, please.
All the DNL you can drink.
Thomas. This reward's not over. Here's the icing on their 7-Up cake. They're allowed to bring back 7-Up to drink for as long as they like. I can't believe I don't remember this from the original.
That's so stupid.
Why don't they bring that one back? Oh, shit. Guess who won immunity?
Whom?
I think the simulator saw how mad I was that Colton won. So they gave it to Michaela. Jason has the salami idol. Nobody's found the Yumbo idol. Cool. Jason has a salami idol at Tribal Council. He does not play it, though. First vote goes to Mr. Gary Hawkins. Second vote goes to Mr. Gary Hawkins. Sierra, Anna, Gary, Gary. Sierra, Anna, Sierra. 4 for Gary, 4 for Anna, 3 for Sierra. So it's down to Anna and Gary.
This is intense.
Yeah. Revote Anna, Gary, 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 Anna, Gary, Gary.
God. No! Yeah.
Okay.
Make America Gary again.
We're down to the top 10. Do you need a refresher, or do you think you remember everybody who's in it?
Oh, I remember everyone who's still in it.
Okay, let's get into this reward challenge. Who might win some Dr. Pepper?
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
Jeff, Chasen, Jason, Sierra, Kelly, and Anna win a barbecue feast on another idol. Island. Oh boy. It's been a long season. Sierra wins immunity. Good for her. The behavior of Jason is becoming appreciated around camp. And he still has that salami idol.
he's killing it, man. People like that high motor he has. He's a real go-getter.
I like to imagine that the salami idol is just a link of salami. and every time they go to Trump Council, like, why does it smell so bad in here? It smells like 17-day-old salami. Is that weird? Is that
unrefrigerated salami? This is.
Jason does not play the salami idol. First vote goes to Anna, Jeff, Anna, Jeff, Anna, Anna, Jeff, Anna, Jeff, Anna. Anna's out. It's fine. We still
was it worth it, guys, to eliminate Gary Hawkins?
I hope Gary Hawkins wins this whole thing. I hope it comes down to Gary Hawkins, Michaela, and Jessica Lewis.
I mean, Gary Hawkins already got eliminated, so.
Well, here's the thing with One World is the Outcast twist that they brought back for one season. And so it's like they come back at the very end and are in Final Tribal Council, and Gary Hawkins will win the whole thing.
Sure, okay.
Okay, well, since Gary Hawkins isn't in it anymore, I'm hoping the final three is Michaela, Jessica, and
it should Scott. Be Michaela, Scott, and Jason. Excuse me, Jason.
I would not be
Jason.
Upset with that. As long as the final three is any one of these three, Sierra, Jessica, Kelly, Jason, excuse me, Sierra, Jessica, Kelly, Chasen, Jason, Michaela, and Scott. If it comes down to Colton, Jatia, and Jeff Kent, I'm quitting. I'm quitting the show. Survivor Auction. I forgot they did these. Okay. Nothing happens. There's no text for Survivor Auction. I guess we're just going straight into the immunity
What
challenge.
Did Survivor Auctions entail?
So you would get like 500 Survivor bucks, which I think were just American dollar bills, but it doesn't matter. It would make more sense that they were just props. Anyway, and you could bid on any number of things, like food or an advantage, but it became common that the last thing in the auction would be an advantage in the game, so everybody would just save their money until then, so they stopped doing the Survivor Auction, because I guess it became too obvious what would happen. But I wish they would bring it back, because it was really fun. So it would be like, yeah, I'll pay $50 for some Oreos, and then you would just eat a bunch of Oreos while everybody else was still bidding.
Yeah, I do like that.
Alright, Chasen and Jason chased that immunity and caught it before anyone else.
Oh my god, so he's got two immunity idols?
I mean, he won the challenge, so he got one. And then he has the salami idol. The smelly salami idol. Oh no, your two faves, Jatia and Colton, are fighting.
No!
Jason has the salami idol. We're in Tribal Council now. Jason does not play the salami idol. First vote goes to Sierra, Sierra, Sierra. Colton, Sierra, Sierra. Oh, Sierra.
Oh my god, why?
The one vote to Colton was Sierra. That's why I like Sierra. Because she tried to get out Colton when no one else would.
I think maybe you need to look at the people that you picked and ask yourself why they voted for Sierra. Because I know why I know why the people I picked voted for Sierra. It's because they suck.
Everyone Sierra.
Yeah. So maybe look at your faves. Your now problematic faves, and wonder.
Oh, yeah. My problematic faves like Kelly and Michaela and Jessica. Yeah. Kelly wins reward. She wins a helicopter ride to a remote island. She shares the reward with Michaela and Jessica. They don't even get food or anything. They just get in the helicopter. Cool. Scott wins immunity. Jason,
I'm sorry. I just have to go back to the helicopter thing because
yeah, no, please. Let's do 20 minutes on the helicopter.
No, one of my favorite things ever. I referenced this. When the first gathering of the Juggalos infomercial that went viral. They had on the best show. Tom and Paul F. Tompkins were reading like some copy that they had on the website, and one of them was describing the helicopter rides that they have there. And one of the sentences they used to describe it was straight up helicopter rides are beyond fresh.
It's true. It's true.
So I'm sure that's what Kelly was thinking.
I'm sure she said that out loud, and the king said, "I got something fresh for you." And then he came a whole burger.
It's a burger. I made it myself.
Okay. Back at camp, Jason still has the salami idol. Nobody has found the Yumbo idol yet. There's only like 3 episodes left. When are they going to find it? Jason isolates himself from the rest of the group. Nobody wants to align with him. Okay.
What? Not even Scott?
I mean, We skipped through the alliances, so I don't know what happened there.
They have so much loyalty to each other.
9 of them! They got 9 loyalties.
That's the most loyalty you can have.
Jason does not play the salami idol at Tribal Council, which is fine, because the first 3 votes go to Kelly, and the next 3 votes go to Jatia, and then Kelly, and then Jatia. Oh, it's the tie vote. Revote. Kelly, Jatia, Kelly, Jatia, Jatia, Jatia. Yes, thank you. Whew. I had like 7 heart attacks in those 30 seconds.
Well, at least Colton and Jeff Kent are still there.
We can still hold out hope for those 2 assholes.
my ideal final 3 has been broken up, but
at least I'll have 1 person in the final 3. Jason wins reward. He wins a picnic with a loved one, but he picks 2 loved ones, and they are Jeff Kent and Jessica Lewis. Why isn't he picking Scott?
I don't understand.
Jessica wins immunity. Ooh, this is shaping up to be good. Jason has the salami idol. Nobody has found the Yumbo idol until right now, when Jason finds it.
No!
And then Michaela and Scott have a minor fight.
No, but they were so close.
They had like probably 4 loyalties with each other. Jason plays neither of his idols. Kelly gets the first 2 votes, then Colton, then Kelly, then Colton, then Colton, then Colton. Kelly, by the skin of her teeth, survives another tribal council.
No, Colton's gone!
Final 6, your boy Jeff Kent. Then we got Jessica Lewis, Kelly Wentworth, Chase and Jason, Michaela, and Scott. It's shaping up to be a pretty good finals.
So there's still 2 people I picked that are left.
I mean, yeah, but I've adopted one of them. Kelly wins reward. She wins a trip on a yacht with a 3-course meal. She shares the reward with Jason and Michaela. It's the final 3 right there. Scott wins immunity. Shit. Hell yeah. Jason has both idols. The behavior of Jessica is becoming
appreciated.
He's going to
play them both. He's going to play them both for Jeff Kent.
And Jeff, or the king, will be like, you know, that's not how it works. He's like, no, I definitely want to save him.
I can't bear to see him go.
Okay, Jason has the salami idol. Jason has the Yumbo idol. The castaways all vote. Jason does not play the salami idol. Jason does not play the Yumbo idol.
Jason, what are you doing?
This is the last vote before the finale. What is he?
Jason, just play the idol.
I wonder if you can play it at Final 5 this season. Okay. First vote, Jessica. Second vote, Jeff. Third vote, Jeff. Fourth vote, Jessica. Fifth vote, Jessica. Six, 6 foot is for Jessica. So, she's out.
Yes, Jeff Kent is still alive.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's get to the immunity challenge. Michaela wins immunity. Oh, that means Michaela's in the final four unless she pulls a Reichenbach, which I don't expect. Okay. Apparently, Kelly and Michaela are in an alliance with Jeff Kent. I have conflicting feelings about that one. They're a very strong alliance. That's not good. Okay, here's something. Jason has the salami idol. He has the Yumbo idol. The castaways all vote. He plays the salami idol. He does not play the Yumbo idol. First vote goes to Jeff. Second goes to Scott. Third to Jeff. Fourth for Jeff. So final is 4 votes Jeff, 1 vote Scott. He's still... Okay, here's our final four. Hell yes, this is a great final four, Thomas.
Yeah, this has worked out about as well as it could. Although yeah. I am very sad that Jeff Kent is not still in the game.
I'm not.
I wish that he would replace that bum Michaela.
Michaela wins immunity. Michaela finally in final three. Okay, so here's the page I'm looking at right now on brantsteel.net/survivor/oneworld/events15.php. So it says, Survivor, Have It Your World, Tribe Events, and then there's a dash, and then there's the number one. And then it says, Proceed to Tribal Council. I don't know what that means.
Wow, okay.
So, the castaways all vote. First vote, Scott, Jason... Jason comes down to Jason and Scott. It's another tie. Therefore, a tiebreaker will occur. Jason is out. Damn, if only you had used your idols like you were supposed to. Going home with an idol in his pocket. So our final three are Kelly Wentworth, Michaela Bradshaw, and former Pistons player Scott Pollard.
Scott Pollard.
And the winner is, by a vote of 5-3-1, Michaela.
Hey! Who got 3 votes?
Let's see.
Probably Kelly Wentworth.
Guess who won the fan favorite?
Jeff Kent?
It wasn't Jeff Kent. It was one of your people, though.
Was it Colton?
It was not Colton. It was Jatia.
Why?
I don't know. They don't give a reason. So Michaela got 5 votes to win, Scott got 3 to win, and Kelly got 1 to win.
I can't believe Kelly only got 1.
I know. Well, she didn't really do much this season. Boy,
she won a lot of rewards.
Okay. Here's a summary of everything that happened. Great.
Michaela won. What a season. Yeah. What a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it was great. I loved every minute of it, except for when you picked Jeff Kent and he made it to, like, Final Four, Final Five, whatever. Oh, okay, top 3 most strategic players. You want to hear them?
Yes.
I don't know how they figure this, but here it is. Number 3, Jessica Lewis. Number 2, Scott Pollard. Number 1, most strategic player this season, Survivor, Have It Your World. Guess who it was?
Was it Michaela?
It was not Michaela.
Was it Jeff Kent?
It was Jeff Kent.
Look, man, that guy won NL MVP, and as we all know, baseball's chess on grass, so he's a real strategic guy.
He also won the most rewards, tied with Kelly Wentworth. Michaela was the winner. She had the most immunity wins and the most wins overall. Most votes received by anyone throughout the season was Anna. Second most was Sierra. Third most was Jeff Kent. Third most was Jatia. And then everybody else is pretty much tied. So, great pick-on on your part.
Yep. Nailed it.
That was good. Now we can go back to the start or simulate again.
I'm just glad that I made you sweat. You should simulate it again, and I just want to see who wins. Like, I just want to see who the final 3
you want,
three
you
is.
Want to do it, just skip to the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Going back to the
start. See what could have been.
Do you want to shuffle the cast before we pick a winner?
No.
Okay. Finale. Oh, no. We need to go to the reunion. Oh, look at that. Final three. Kelly, Michaela, and Scott again.
What? How?
I guess it didn't shuffle. Weird. Okay.
Did Michaela win again?
Michaela won again. 5-3-1. I think I clicked the wrong button.
I don't think anything changed.
Or it was just quite...
What if that's the only result it would let happen?
Okay. Now let's go to the end. Final three this time. Your girl, Jatia. Scott Pollard. And Gary Hawkins. Scott, doing well, man.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Three times in the final three. Oh, shit! By a vote of 8-1-0, Jatia won.
She is the fan favorite, after all.
Apparently she's great. Oh, but guess who won the fan favorite this time?
Was it Jeff Kent?
It was not Jeff Kent. It was Michaela. As if they would let the fan favorite be a black woman when the winner is also a black woman. That would never happen.
Unacceptable.
In 36 seasons of this show, a black woman has won the game a whole one time.
Did Scott or Gary receive the one vote?
Let's see. Proceed to the placements. Scott Pollard got one vote.
Why are they hating on Gary Hawkins so much?
They probably didn't appreciate that he lied to them about his last name. They're like, no, I saw you play at Central Michigan University. Who voted for Scott? Keith. Keith was the one vote for Scott. Jason voted for Jatia? That's crazy. Dr. President was on there. Oh, man.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Jason's actually very loyal to Scott.
Yeah, fuck you, Jason.
He's chasing other alliances.
You know what I think they should do? If you go home with an idol in your pocket and then you come back for returning season, you should still have that idol. And it should eligible. Man, this season looks like I would have been much angrier. Here's the jury on this second season. Anna, Abby, Michaela, Dr. President, Chase and Jason, Colton, Leith, Jeff Kent, and Keith.
Yeah, so good.
Hey, man, angels and devils, you know? Heroes versus villains. All right. Well, that's Survivor Have It Your World, hosted by Burger King's The King. All right, next week is the last week. Let me just double check the schedule. Because I think next week is the last week before we do the tribe shakeup. Starts on the 28th, so the 25th we'll do one tribe summary. 18th we'll do another tribe summary. And the 11th, next week, do you want to watch a movie?
What would we watch? I wouldn't mind doing another one of these, to be honest.
You want to do another simulation?
I had a lot of fun doing this.
It is a lot of fun, and I like doing simulations because I don't have to do anything between recordings.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, let's do another simulation next week. Do you have a premise? Do you have a premise in mind? We already basically did Heroes vs. Villains with this one. Survivor, Have It Your World. So we're going to avoid that, I think. We've done Brody Brains Brawn. So let's not do that one again. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we can make it work.
Unless there's something in...
What was the racist season? Let's do that.
You want to do the racist season next week?
Yes.
Okay. But let's expand it to Survivors and Challenge. Ooh! Okay, here's what I want to do. Do two tribes, still based on race, because it's stupid. But two tribes will be survivors, and two tribes will be challengers.
Oh, wow.
Or we can mix it up.
No, I like that.
You like 2 and 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. That sounds fun, and I feel like we're going to get a lot of heat on BuzzFeed.com for that one. They're like, didn't you learn this lesson 15 years ago when they tried to do this? Like, yeah, but like we're doing it ironically.
This is a joke, because
it's a really funny bit. Okay, so next week we'll try our hardest not to be racist.
So are we going to have Jeff Probst host this, or are we going to do a different host again?
I think we should decide that next. You know who should host that season?
Who? Ooh,
I mean, it could be TJ. That would make sense. Could be co-hosted by TJ and Jeff, or could be hosted by our boy Ryan Devlin. Haven't seen him in a while.
Ooh, that would be exciting. I have a proposal of my own.
Okay.
Our boy.
I think that's probably a bad idea, actually, because he has not hosted a show like this, a competitive
Look, we
show.
We know he'll enforce the rules, because it's not democracy when you go on Survivor,
yeah, like,
you agree.
Here's the thing, though, like, Jeff Probst will also enforce the rules, that's his job also, whereas this other guy, like, he's going to speak in a monotone.
No, it would be if we were doing blue collar, white collar, no collar.
Yeah, but we're not doing that. We're doing, a different thing.
We're doing Survivor. We would have him host Survivor. Amnesia.
I'm wondering if I need to bleep that out. I think I do. I think you pronounced it in a way that I do need to bleep it out.
I just said Survivor Micronesia. I don't know what's so bad about that.
See, that one was fine, because that is an actual season. Fans are his favorites. But the way you said it before...
So what, Survivor Amnesia?
I want Survivor Amnesia from this joke.
All right, well, let's plan on that then.
Okay. I think we should... I mean, we'll talk about it next week, but I was just going to say, I think we should name each tribe after... Nope, not that. After a host that we've...
A host of Dirty Jobs, the
nope,
one we all love.
Nope, not that one. A show that we've covered on this show. So, like, Survivor the Challenge.
Yeah, this podcast, that's a show that we've covered on this show.
It's not. It's not. We said it's a bad podcast. Don't listen to it. I'm, like, tallying in my notebook how many bleeps I have to put in at this point. Oh, man. I'm, like, so amped this episode because I got an energy.
Oh, wait. We could actually have John Cena be one of those.
Yeah. I know. That's what I was thinking. But then you were doing your dumb bit.
Yeah,
like trying to pivot away from.
What, Jake? What was the show that we covered that John Cena hosted?
So what I was trying to say was, I needed something to drink because I was a little groggy because I went out drinking last night. You know how it is Saturdays.
Yeah, sure.
But I wanted
TGIS.
I wanted to get an uptime, you know, because that's like the trademark energy drink of Did You Watch Survivor last night?
Yeah,
there wasn't anywhere that sold it close by, so I went to the Jewel Osco near me, and I got a Rockstar Organic.
Go Eagles, I got a Rockstar Organic.
It's, let me tell you, Thomas, decent. It's decent. It's pepped me up the appropriate amount.
Yeah, so, that's pretty cool. You didn't answer my question, though. What was the show
no,
that John
because
Cena
I'm
hosted
trying
that we
to
covered?
Avoid it. You know, like, when somebody asks you a question and you don't want to talk about it, so you change the subject real quickly and abruptly? Like, that's what I'm doing now.
Oh, I just remembered it's...
Okay. Well, this has been Did You Watch Survivor last night. Use the hashtag FigTales on
hashtag
not Survivor. That's not something. Figtails on the challenge. We're probably going to see Battle of the Exes 3 next season. They're going to start shooting in about a month. And Figgy and Tails, our friend from back home, are on the availability list that has been released by the internet. So let's get it happening. Figtails on the challenge is that hashtag. Tweet at all the appropriate people for that. You can follow us, DYWSLN, on Twitter. It's the initials of the show. Jake Shadow is my Twitter. Thomas, your Twitter?
At Tom on Tom.
Yeah. Facebook, another website we're on.
My Twitter handle is at...
That's not even a thing.
I'm making it a thing.
Well, it's a double bleep in the episode. People will say, I wonder what that is.
But they mustn't be allowed to find out.
If you think this bit is really funny and, like, so hilarious and you love it every time Thomas brings it up, and I have to spend, like, 20 minutes trying to find each time he says that.
The funny thing is your commitment to bleeping this out.
I have to. I'm committed to it at this point. And if I don't do it, then I don't know.
If you didn't do it, I would stop doing it, but I appreciate that you continue to bleep it so that I can keep this good bit going.
You didn't do it at all last week, and I was so happy.
I was too beaten down from watching Total Drama Island, which I'm sure you could also bleep out if you wanted.
No, I don't hate it that much. It's fine. It's fine for what it is. It's not, like, aggressively, or, like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? Who gives a fuck about anything? Bye! That's not how we end the show.
Let's get ready to Yumbo!
Should we? No, I like Have a Great Summer. I think Let's Get Ready to Yumbo... Okay, Thomas. New idea. Let's Get Ready to Yumbo... No, it can't be a sign-off, because it's like... That's a...
We have to start the show.
We have to start... Every simulated
Thomas,
season.
Thomas, are you ready to Yumbo?
There we go. Yes. I'm so glad we figured it out. It only took 2 episodes.
Have you gotten ready to Yumbo?
Have you gotten ready to Yumbo?
You know,
yet?
I did get ready to Yumbo.
Okay. Oh, email us. That's what I was trying to say. DidYouWatchLastNight@gmail.com. If you think that bit is real funny, email it. Sign it. Your pal, Jeff Probst. Do you think Jeff Probst listens to this show? And if not, why?
Not only do I think it, I know he does.
You know he does?
I know it in my heart.
Good. He's never emailed us to tell us, so I'm not sure. Review us on iTunes. 5 stars if you love the bit. 5 stars if you hate the bit. But we're not changing it either way.
Yep. We do not respond to feedback.
All right. Review us on iTunes. Oh, I just said that. Okay. Boy. I hope you guys like long episodes.
Yeah, I always think going into this, I'm like, oh, this one will be short.
And then we spend like 25 minutes making the cast. I think we spend more time on the cast list than the actual casting producers do.
I think so. Just another reason that they should hire us to do the show.
Yep. If you want to send us a contract, our email is didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. Send us 2. One for Thomas, 1 for me, and we will sign it and fax it back to you, Jeffrey. Would you rather produce the Survivor or the Challenge, or Are You the One?
Survivor.
Would you rather be a contestant on Survivor, the Challenge, or Are You the One?
Probably Are You the One.
Me too, because you can still get on the Challenge then.
Yeah, it's true.
And you can meet Terrence J, that's his name. Could not remember the new host of Are You the One's name. I applied to the new season of Are You the One. Haven't heard it back yet.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's probably because I don't post pictures of myself on Instagram. It's like pictures of ads I see when I'm walking around and say, this is dumb. It's a great bit. So hit me up if you are a producer on Are You the One. I'd love to be the old guy on that show. Okay, thanks for listening. Have a great summer.
Deuces. All
Exo, from the soybean, simbla, proy.